The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. I got to tell you. You know, first of all, I want to let our listeners know that I apologize for running the same show 2 weeks in a row the last 2 weeks. But as you know, I had to get this test done on my neck. It's called a myelogram. I don't know if anybody out there ever had it before, but what they failed to let me know beforehand was that you get a god-awful headache for days after that thing is done. So I want to apologize to the listeners because I could not do the show last week.
Yes, it was same show 2 weeks, yep. 2 weeks in a row. So again, we apologize for that. And you're doing well. Here you are back at them. So everything's going good as we roll forward. And what else is happening?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. I'm enjoying the summertime. Yep. I know you're enjoying the summertime, and I hope our listeners out there are having a good time as well. But it's hard to believe that, Mike, we're halfway through August here. Kids are going back to school in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't want to throw the old wet towel on it, but the college kids,
they're gone.
Your children are younger, so you're still going to the after Labor Day thing.
Yep.
I was used to the college years, and they're not far off from it's time to go, and they'll be heading back soon. But anyway, there's still plenty of good summertime here left, right? The weather's been hot, humid.
Hot. I'll tell you what if the new listeners don't know, and if the old listeners, I got to remind them, this is Mike's least favorite month of the year. He hates August.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've kind of outgrown it over the years.
You don't hate the disdain for August isn't as great anymore?
I used to really hate it when they used to say, like, well, the stock market has to go down in August. It goes down everywhere. When they were still playing that card, that's when it used to really get to me. But a couple good markets and got me over my fears.
All right. That's good. I'm doing
a whole lot better. I have no kids to send back to school. They're all graduated.
I wonder if there was some correlation for you between that.
Yeah, you get down a little bit towards the end, right? When you think it's winding down 7 days, 5 days, 10 days, right? It gets you a little somber.
Oh, listen, I understand because it's, school supply shopping is going on now and all that stuff. So you're right. You're 100% correct. But anyway, so you're talking about it's being hot out. Market's been pretty hot lately too, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. Sure has. Market's been doing well. Nice to see it doing well during August and the summer months, not to keep making a joke out of it, but seriously, glad to see that it's, doing well and hanging in, and earnings have been pretty good, right, for the June quarter that came out.
I got to tell you, we could take a minute of our time here and, just talk about that, not any specific companies, if you will, but the earnings reports generally are coming out very favorable, with far more companies exceeding expectations than disappointing on their expectations.
Sure. Yeah. No. It's been a good thing with earnings, and that's what really keeps. You talk about all these things, right? And I've been saying this for years on the show. You talk about drops in the market, pops in the market, all different things, psychological. But at the end of the day, it's all about the earnings, right? These corporations that have their stocks out there, they need to make money. They need to do well. They need to grow. And, you know, it's always good to see that's in good order, if you will.
You know, Mike, it's not getting the due and the credit. The market and the economy is not getting the attention that it ought to be getting right now, in my opinion, because the market's doing well. The economy's doing very, very well. Unemployment is excellent. You know, there's things that I wish that we could change a little bit of the focus of the news and talk about this good stuff that's going on right now, because we're in a good spot and we're starting to see wages increase a little bit now, too.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, we've been saying this, though, for years, though, on this show, that we almost felt like the economy, the U.S. economy, was in a sweet spot and going to hit a sweet spot. I wonder, you know, just thinking quick, and I'm not an economist, but I wonder if interest rates, when they went to zero, you know what I'm saying, back in the during the crisis, and even as they've edged up a little bit, they're still not high historically to what we knew. You know what I'm saying? And I wonder if that's playing into it a little bit, where in the past, if, oh, yeah, rates came down to 3%, 4%, oh, then you get a couple increases, we're bucking 5.5, 6 again, and you wonder if things get a little toppy, but you wonder if that created a sweet spot where, yeah, rates have gone up, but we've been able to digest it better as an economy.
Well, I think that,
you know, mortgage and loan payments and all that type of stuff.
Listen, buddy, I think that in hindsight, when you go back and you look at the job that the Treasury has done since the Great Recession that we had, my opinion, excellent job.
Yeah.
Excellent job. And people may argue with me on that, but I tell you, I'll just turn you and I'll say, look at the economic growth since that time has taken place. And people are going to argue with you and say that it took longer than it should have. And I'm going to say to you, well, maybe not, because sometimes when you're really sick, it takes you a little longer to get better than, you know, previously. If you got a cold, you bounce back from it. But you get a nasty flu bug, and, you know, it takes you a little longer.
Doug, I agree, because I'm gonna say this. I think that what happened back in 07, 08, I think when we try to compare that to other recessions, I don't think there's no comparison. This was the flu of the flus, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't, you know, a couple of sneezes and some sniffles. This had us in bed for a week. Okay, that's how I feel about that. But I also think that the slow recovery, and we talked about this on the show years ago, is creating a good environment for the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're not getting these jackrabbit increases in interest rates and kind of, you know, kind of like blood pressure spiking, if you will, to put it into medical terms. So I think for selfish reasons, the slower recovery from that 2008 to where we are now was a beautiful thing for the markets.
Oh, in my opinion, it's done society well.
Yeah.
Right? It really has, you know, it's done society well, because there's been no huge, you know, reactions either way to get people overly exuberant or, you know, overly pessimistic during that period of time. I will say that I did start to see a little bit of over exuberance last year in 2017 when, you know, the market was up every single month, which is unheard of.
Yeah, that's hard, you know, at that point.
Right. But, you know, this year, you know, so far, I think it's been a healthy market so far this year, in that we had a period of time of digestion that took place, you know, when the market started out great in January and then pulled back. And I think it was an important time for some rotation and some digestion of what was going on there. And maybe we're poised now for another leg up. You know, we don't know, but, you know, we want people to be positioned properly.
Yeah, you know, sometimes slow and steady, you know, like they say, wins the race.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting a little bit of that now. And I'm just very thankful for the year we had last year in the market.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And just everything, you know, happening, that it wasn't a year of, oh, okay, well, this, you know, it had to come down real hard, or it had to reverse itself. It was, I'm just kind of happy, like you said, digestion, that we're kind of just, you know, moving along and digesting it and slow and steady. And that's fine for me. I mean, to be very honest with you, Doug, if the rest of the year just kind of keeps moving like, you know, the first 7.5 months, I have no argument with that.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know, the one of the things, though, Mike, is that our listeners need to be very in tune with and, you know, acutely aware of, is that you got to make sure that you're investments and your plan and your strategy is still consistent with your goals and objectives, because even though the market has, you know, moved up in a, you know, somewhat of a slower pace, you may have more equity exposure now in your overall portfolio than you should have based on your risk tolerance. And it's something that I think people need to take a peek at.
Yeah. You have to take a peek at that, right? You have to keep your eye on, you know, again, Doug, we just spent a lot of time talking about the macro, the big picture, the economy, interest rates, you know, the market's entirety, but we got to boil it down to you. And that's what you're saying. You got to look at those statements. What exposure do you have and so forth? You know, Doug, too, the other thing I just got to say it is I actually, somebody talked to me and they said to me that they invested back around 2000 or 2001, and I shouldn't be laughing, and they're still haven't recovered since then. Exactly. You're making a face.
How's that possible? That's
what I said. And I'm like, yeah, you got to get me your stuff. I got to take a look at it. I got to see what the heck's going on here. You know, like, wow, something doesn't sound right. But yeah, so
well, I mean, unless they were at an all-time tech high and very heavily,
you know what,
tech.
Doug, you know, you don't know if it was right. I don't know if it was individual stocks. I don't know. You know, so who knows, right? So let's, you know, I'm not going to take a guess here. Again, I didn't see anything. But the point is that you got to be looking at your stuff. You got to be looking at your own stuff.
And the thing is, Mike, is a lot of people don't understand their stuff. You see, that's the rub, if you will, for a lot of people is that, yeah, they should be looking at it, but they don't understand what they're looking at. And all they're really looking at is the bottom line.
You know, Doug, that's a great point. We never really touched on this. Statements are confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many times you and I, right, we sit here and obviously we have our broker-dealer statements that we're used to, but new potential clients come in and they hand us over their statements or their whatever type of investment statements. You know, and you start looking at them, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what's this? You know, like to even figure it out. I mean, and we're good at it.
We're in the business, right.
But it confuses us for a minute until we get on the right track and start putting it on. So I could see what it could do to, you know, I'll say a novice, you know.
Well, more often than not, Mike, is that, you know, we're told by clients, you know, they'll bring their statement and we'll look at it like, I don't even look at this thing. I don't understand it, you know. I shouldn't say more often than not, but frequently,
yeah.
You know, I don't even understand this. And so, but what they do understand is the bottom line. And that's what they pay attention to is their number on the bottom there. And what I say, that's good, right? I want you to pay attention to the number that's on the bottom there, but I want you to know what's going on internally as well.
Yeah.
And you might not be astute enough to understand what's going on internally. And it's just like, Mike, if you're trying to maybe lose some weight, and you just keep looking at the scale and you're losing weight. And the reason that you're losing weight is because you're starving yourself. Well, internally, you could be having some problems that are starting to take place from not having proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing can hold true in your investment account. If you're starting to gain value, well, let's understand why we're gaining the value. Or if we're losing value, let's understand why we're losing the value and see if that's acceptable to us.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And you're right, though, Doug. It's a great point. Most people, I'm going to say, do not understand the internal workings of their statement.
Yep.
You get some people that don't look. You get some people that look. And as long as they see the number is higher than the last time, they're good. And when they try to look at the other pages, they don't want to venture. They kind of just assume, okay, I don't understand it, but the front page tells me it's higher than it was last time, so all's good in my world.
Yeah.
And That's tough. That's a
yeah.
Tough
you know,
way to
Mike,
go
we
it.
Got the we have the Dow, you know, sitting, you know, in the good solid middle 25,000s right now. You got Nasdaq hovering around record levels, S&P. You know, so there's you know they're at levels now where I think it's important to pay attention to, not in a negative way, in a positive way, because you need to make sure that you're positioned properly for yourself.
Sure. And it's a great time to look. And so what else, Doug? What else, you know, as we're thumping through August, if you will, what else is happening?
Well, you know, like I said, it's just been it's been a good time in the market out there. Earnings are good. Interest rates have come back down a little bit on the 10-year Treasury. They were over 3% for a while. They've backed down below, you know, 2% again. I mean, below 3% again. And, you know, so the bond market's been bopping around a little bit. A lot of people don't understand that either, Mike.
No, that's something that's a whole session in itself.
Yeah. You know, I had a conversation with a client, you know, during the week, and, you know, we had been discussing, you know, adding some bond funds to his, you know, portfolio. And I'm like, all right, but let's take a kind of a passive approach here and wait and see what happens with the, and he was in the other day, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's been bouncing around. The bond market's been bouncing around. It's got a little more volatility than, you know, you probably would have been comfortable with. So, you know, we had left the money in the bank account, and he was thankful for it.
Yes. That's one thing that I want to point out. It's a little bit off that subject is that, you know, you and I touched on it earlier in the summer, is you and I have been extremely busy this summer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with new clients, existing clients, things going on, people doing, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever in our sphere of work, we've been extremely busy. And I forget who it was. I was talking to somebody else, too. And I don't know if it was a contract or somebody. Hey, you're busy. And it's like, oh, it's been crazy this summer. You know, and I'm like, well, that's a good thing. I'm like, you know, me too. I said, you know, let's not complain, because the alternative to that is being slow.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, but it just, the feel, when we talk about the economy and what's going on this summer, I just feel like it's been a very, very busy, enthusiastic people
yep.
doing things, whether it's, you know, working on homes and remodeling or to financial stuff. You know, I just feel like there's a lot of activity going on out
yeah.
there.
No, I agree with you. I think things are good right now. We just want to, reiterate to our listeners out there that pay attention to what's going on and reach out to us if you need a hand, because, you know, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
You know? All right. Anything you want to add before we hop to a break here?
I'm good at this point.
All right. Let's jump out to a break. Folks, we'll be right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. We love it when you do, and we love doing the show and coming out here and talking to you and, trying to get you going in the right direction, educated, motivated. teach you a little bit, see if we can get you taking charge of your financial life out there. And, Mike, you know, a little bit last week we talked about, for a brief period of time, about reverse engineering your financial life and your retirement plans and that kind of stuff. And reverse engineering is a cool thing in a lot of ways, because what you do is you look at what you want the end product to be, and then you come backwards and design to it. And when we reverse engineer our clients for their retirements, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is talking to them about the non-financial part of their retirement. In other words, what their lifestyle is, what it's going to look like, what they want to do, because those things are really, really important. Now, would you agree with me that it is more common than it is more common that people do not think about all of these things than common that they do?
Sure. And I think part of the problem is people don't think and plan it out, with all due respect. And I think they kind of react, you know, and they kind of deal with it and kind of will cross that bridge as it comes mentality sets in. And that definitely makes it more difficult.
It really does make it, a lot more difficult on them.
Sure, that's it.
Okay, not more difficult necessarily on us, because, you know, they can come in, people can come in and say to us, hey, look, you know, I really would like to have, you know, $60,000 or $75,000 a year of income for retirement. And, you know, we can work on the figures and the numbers and that kind of stuff and make it a very non-personal or very just academic way of approaching planning for their retirement, in that we're just working on helping them hit that stated objective. But what we would like to do, and what we do enjoy doing, is trying to get people to think about what they're going to do in retirement, because I will say our experience has shown us over the decades of helping, you know, hundreds of clients out there, that there are people who, when they retire and they haven't thought about what we're going to talk about today, are lost. They're just lost. They don't know what to do with themselves.
That does happen, right? I mean, it's a tremendous life change, and you can get lost along the way, and it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that people think to themselves, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I don't have to go to work anymore. But you've just gone to work every single day for the last 40 years or however many years, and now you're not going to go to work anymore. And it's not like you're going on a one-week vacation down to the beach or something of that nature, and then when that's over, you're going back to work. Yeah, go for your one-week vacation, but then you're going home, and now what? So what we've done, folks, is we've gone out, and we've done some research, and we've found a piece to help you to make your retirement everything that you want it to be on the non-financial end of it.
Yes, we did. And, Doug, let's dive into that, and let's talk about that now. You know, kind of retirement with a purpose.
Right. And this is a piece that we have here that we're going to walk through a little bit here today. Offer it out to you. You call in, we'll send this out to you. You can work through it on your own. And it is called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life That You Want. Because we think that this is really a very, very important thing. And when you go through this workbook, right? Let's call it a workbook, Mike. Would you call it a workbook?
Yeah.
Well, it is a workbook. You got to go through it.
But it sounds like work.
No, it's not. You got to do something. You know what I'm saying? This is not. Let's put it this way.
Guide is a lot more friendlier.
All right, it's a guide, but it's not laborious.
That's what I'm trying to say. Let's not portray. You know, usually workbook, it's, you know, the teacher told you.
You hear the word work. Anytime you hear the word work, you run away.
Remember when the teacher would tell you, take your workbook out of your desk?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we go through this guide, and and it really is things that, for a lot of people, Mike, I'm going to say, it's not like earth-shattering stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to have this great epiphany about anything when they go through this, but it's going to make you think about the things that you ought to think about.
In a lot of ways, it's things that you do, but it makes you think about it, which I think makes it very interesting.
You know, one of the things that's very important, Mike, is that I think the first page in here, right? And it has you do a little thing right here where it's got a diagram in here, and it makes you fill out, you know, the circles of the names of a few people other than your family you interact with at least a couple of times a week, because this group of people here are, you know, who's important to you in your life, and are they at work? Are they no longer going to be part of your life? So that's going to disappear. So it really is a very good little thing to work through here.
Yes, and what it reminds me of, Doug, is it's a little bit of asking you, like, the friends, okay? And that's where I'm kind of thinking about and coming from. And, you know, I've had conversations with numerous clients about retirement and, you know, staying up here, or would you ever relocate, or do you want to relocate someday? And one of the things they'll say is, nah, because all our friends are around here.
Right.
And that's what this page kind of says to me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a good thing. And then it has you right on here. Now cross out the names connected to your work or your career, right? Because you're not going to see them as often anymore, more than likely. So then you go on in this book, if you will, and it says that where are you going to live? Helps you look for the characteristics of where you're going to live. Now, I will openly say there are people who do move out of the area, but the majority of our clients, our experience is that people stay in this area.
Sure.
Right? They may move to maybe a different area of the state, maybe downsize the size of their home or something of that nature, but for the most part, stay in the area.
Because of, let's say, the Jersey Shore, right? We do have a lot of people that just relocate right in New Jersey.
Right. Yep. So this next section here is really good, and it goes through, there's a list of probably, I'm not going to count them all, but I'd say probably 25 or 30 different things that are on here that say, you know, what are important to you, and they ask you to try to identify the five most important things. You know, I've given this out to couples before, and I've gotten very positive feedback from them about, you know, they kind of laugh like, they may not have the same five different things. So if you don't, let's just say you and Lisa did this, right? And Lisa had five things and you had five things and two overlapped. Well, neither one of you wants to be unhappy in your retirement life, so you're going to have to find, if two overlapped, you're going to have to find eight, right? Eight, you know, different things, which is fine.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I'm going to say, my personal experiences is tells me one of the biggest ones, I think, is grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just if you said over the years surveying, what do people say? It's the grandchildren.
Right. Now, folks, we want to give this piece out to you. Our compliments, no, you know, cost or obligation for this. And you can call at any time to get this piece. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. It's our piece that we have to send out to you called Retire on Purpose: Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life You Want. Now, we know that out there in the literature world, there's a bazillion different pieces to help you figure out how much money to have for retirement. But I've found very, very few pieces like this one, Mike, to help you craft the life that you want to have in retirement.
Yeah, it takes a different approach to it, you know, and all too often, Doug, and it's important when people make a decision to retire, it's all about money, financially, right? Can I, how much, where's the money coming from? Can I leave my job? Can I afford to leave my job? It's the number one question. But this takes the social, the personal aspect of it, the family aspect, all that, and kind of puts it together and says, okay, what's your purpose?
Yeah. You know, Mike, we've said many times that people want to have lifestyle sustaining income for their retirement years. And that's great, but we want to make sure that you also have an idea of what your lifestyle is going to look like. You know, I did a review. I was going to talk about this in the next segment. I'll just talk about it real quickly here. I did a review with a client last week who I actually gave this book to, but she didn't do it. And she came in and she's like, oh, I'm just like so bored, you know. And I said to her, you know, you ought to, what are you doing? I mean, you got to find something to do with your time. Did you ever do that book I gave you? You know, I said to her, and she goes, no, I just never got around to it. I'm like, why don't you go home and take some time and do it, go through it, and then, you know, find some stuff to do with yourself? Because she really is bored now staying home. You got enough money coming through the door, just bored stiff.
Yeah, you know, Doug, in a way, though, that kind of makes sense, because being bored, you know, in retirement, so many people we know work because of the activity, because enjoy the work aspect and the socializing and seeing the buddies and going to grab some lunch together. And, you know, and it says it gives me something to do. What am I going to do if I sit home all day? How many times have we heard that expression?
Well, one of the great things about this piece, Mike, is that it gives you ideas, too, of things, right? Because it makes suggestions of, you know, are you interested in, let's see here, let me go right here, right? Are you interested in creating things, making things, you know, managing things, organizing things? It can help guide you in the direction of things. Are you interested in helping veterans out? Are you interested in the climate? You know, these kinds of things, it just gives you ideas in the book to think about, because some people also tell us, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would do. And this can give you some ideas to help you walk through it.
Yeah, it sure can.
So, folks, if you'd like to have – we want to send – listen, we have these, and we want to send these out to you guys. We always get a decent number of people to call each week to let us send literature out to them and during the week. And you can call any time to get this complimentary, you know, stuff that we have to give out to you guys. But this piece is really – this is a fun piece. It really is a fun piece. So I want to encourage you to – request this piece and let us send it out to you. The number to get it is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's to get your complimentary copy of this, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. I want to emphasize that to you. So don't say, oh, I don't understand the financial world, so I'm not going to call and get that. This has nothing to do with money. So we want to see if we can't get a whole bunch of these, you know, out to people and get them in your hands, because we want everybody to enjoy their retirement. You know, we want to, listen, Mike, isn't it true that we have clients who have done not necessarily this formalized of our guide here, but knew going into retirement what they wanted to do, and they are happy as heck.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
They got a purpose. Are they volunteering? Are they, you know, are they? I got one client, retired guy, who now he volunteers handyman services, and, you know, for senior citizens who need help. You know, he's like, I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, what were you doing? He's like, oh, I was putting a couple new railings in a lady's house. And I said to him, I go, what do you get paid for that? He goes, I'll charge him. She needs two railings. What am I going to do all day? May as well go over there and put railings in, you know, for the woman. She paid for the railings. That's it. He's a special guy.
Yeah, very nice.
You know? So, folks, again, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning. If you'd like this piece at any time, it's, you know, no cost or obligation to you. We're happy to send it to you. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722, and leave us your name and your telephone number and your address. We'll get one of these right out to you. We're going to hop to our next break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. Mike and I, we do the show. We have a great time doing it. We hope that you have a good time listening to it, and we hope that you get some really good value from it. Right, Michael?
Sure do.
Yep. You know, it's a lot of fun to do. I got to say, you know, it's 22 years we've been on the air, and it's never dull. Really, really, it isn't. I guess that's because the world's dynamic and the economy's dynamic and the markets are dynamic that it never gets dull. But, 22 years, a long time. There's not a lot of people out there who can make that claim, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing you forgot, the most important thing, are the people are dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what really makes it fun, and that's what makes it interesting, and that's what makes it challenging and all those things is that, we always like to say, unique,
mm-hmm.
And although we all kind of got a lot of the common financial ups and downs, if you will, but everybody's unique and everybody's situation's different, and there's a new story to be told every day.
Yeah, totally, 100%. So what have you been up to, man?
Well, Doug, one thing I'm going to start out with is had a chance to sit down with an existing client and kind of do the whole thing, if you will. And one of the interesting things is one of the children leaving for college.
Okay.
Okay. And sitting there and talking about the monies that have been put away, okay, through the years versus what the real number is now, if you will, the real tuition number. And that kind of, falls on somebody's lap. And, the reason why I bring that up, not that that's anything special or anything, because a lot of kids leave for college every day. But I think what's interesting is where we are now in the markets, okay, and the cost of it, and how should the money be invested over the next 4 years?
Well, okay? Listen, you're at the game now, so yep. It's time to, if you're there,
yep.
You're there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and the reason why I bring that up, and I think we've mentioned that before on the air, but I think a lot of people lose sight of that.
Yeah.
They'll put away a pile of money for college, and we're going to use it like this over a four-year window. But a four-year window, although it's very short in terms of college and education, for the markets is really an eternity,
mm-hmm.
And a lot could happen. And, the markets here bopping around what we're calling all-time highs. But who knows where the market's going to be 4 years from now, right?
Correct.
Could be significantly higher. could be significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's part of the planning and the management, or how do you utilize the money? Even, Doug, if you don't have enough to cover the full college, well, do you take this money now and burn that down first and try to cover the back end later? I mean, there's strategies to it that need to be discussed.
Well, sometimes, you know what a lot of people fail to realize, Mike, is that you still, if you were on a plan to save money, to pay for college tuition, and you're going to use the savings vehicle you have, you may still need to save that money on a monthly basis to get it all the way across the hurdle to the fourth year. Just because they started college today, and let's just make up a number. Say you were saving $500 a month, you know, up until that point, and you're going to take the lump sums out of what you saved to this point. You may still need to keep doing that $500 a month for the remainder of the college to accumulate enough money to fulfill the tuition.
Great point, because is that 500 a month, 12 months a year is $6,000.
Right.
You know, over a 3-4 year period, it's $18,000 to $24,000, how it all plays out. And
yep.
That's significant. But anyway, it's just a conversation and some thoughts that I had on it because of where the markets are. And you know, I think I don't think it's as cut and dry as people think it is.
Yeah. Well, no, it isn't. And, you know, it's interesting because you told a story about that. I'm going to tell a story about the other end of that. I had a gentleman in, a referral from an existing client came in. A guy lives in Texas, but he was up in the area. So, you know, he wanted to come in and came in and sat down and had a great conversation with him. Now, this gentleman, unfortunately, recently divorced. All right. But where I'm going with your conversation there, child just finished college. Mm. Now has extra money to, you know, dedicate to his financial future and wants to start to plan. And at 46 years old, you know, he's ready to go and he's starting to save some money now and wants to put together financial strategies to get him to the goal that he wants to be. And you know what's kind of fun, Mike, is that this gentleman happens to be, you know, just kind of like a basic guy, you know, just likes to saves money, works hard, and doesn't spend a ton of money. So his retirement desires are not exorbitant and wants to retire 59 years old. And the cool thing is, based on what he said and what he currently has, is that it could very well be an attainable thing for him, you know, and that's always fun when you get to see and meet with people like that.
You know, Doug, just, you're right. And to me, when you talk about success in this country, hard work and savings is a lot of the ballgame, in my opinion. You know, I mean, we see so many people that just work hard. And if you're able to do the right thing with your money and save it and set up a good program or set up some good things, it's really not that difficult. It's difficult working hard, and you got to have discipline to save it. So I shouldn't say it's not that difficult, but the winning formula is there. That's what I'm trying to say, and it sounds like this gentleman has it.
You know, Mike, what works very well in a lot of aspects of life is just having, for lack of a better way to call it, procedures in place. And your procedure may be that every single month, X dollars comes out of your checking account and goes into your, you know, your long-term retirement savings plan. X dollars may come, you know, get paid in and then may go right out of your checking account for college tuition, as you referred to. So, you know, it's a procedure, you know, that's in place and a regimen. It just starts to happen, boom, 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 boom. And it really is, you know, to your point, it can be that simple, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's that's what it takes. And, you know, Doug, a few of the things you were talking about here is the old, you know, the old saying of pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of where it came from.
And, you know, Mike, for a lot of people, I'll bet, you know, as long as doing it automatically is very beneficial, because left to their own, you know, having to write a check every month and mail it in, you know, as well as I do, that people always find a reason why maybe they shouldn't send it in this month. You
know? Let me ask you something. My mind's drifting here, but do you think years ago, when the world was a little less complex, we didn't have as many things to do, do you think it was easier for folks to sit down and say, okay, I got, you know, X amount of bills and sit down and pay the bills and then got to pay myself, got to put some money away. Do you think we kind of got lost along the way with all the luxuries the world has to offer?
Yes, because I do believe now that we live in what we refer to many times as a payment society. And it's, you know, somebody wants a different automobile. I could afford that payment. So their payments for many, many people total their net income. So, yes, to your point.
And even what you just said, you can lease nowadays versus you had to buy many, many years ago. And just all the different things, all the luxuries of life that have come along, I think have made it really harder for people to do the right thing or for people to stay focused right. To do the right thing.
Well, let's just use a couple of very easy and simple examples. Cell phone, cable television. Okay? Right there. Two things that the majority of people nowadays would never do without. They didn't have them. It wasn't even an option back then. So if it's $60 a month for your cell phone bill, what are you laughing for?
No, just when you planned, you know, just think it was okay. What are your expenses? It was pretty easy.
Right.
You know, electric, gas, water.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Remember when our office was up in East Hanover, and we used to come home on Route 280 sure. down to the parkway, yeah. right? So I went on a review appointment, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but I got done at 5:15 with them. So you know what that's like.
Yeah.
Getting on Route 280, trying to get onto the Garden State Parkway. It gets down to two lanes, down to one lane, and it's just you sit. It's just what it is. And I was supposed to be someplace. And I'm thinking to myself, I just thought to myself, I go, back in the day, like, I would be in complete panic right now because I was supposed to be someplace and I have no way to contact this person to tell them I'm going to be late. Right?
You better have a dime in your pocket back in the day.
But it's true because you know what used to be at every toll booth? Used to be a payphone that you used to be. Remember with the real long cord on it so it could reach into the car? So yeah, I was sitting through that, but never mind that. Let's get to the review meeting that I had with the clients that up there where she's a kindergarten teacher and he's a self-employed media guy, and they do well, but that's not the point. Unfortunately, her mom died in last year in 2017, and they inherited money. Even though they're existing clients, it still overwhelmed them that they inherited this money. So there's people out there every single day, Michael, who are inheriting money that have no clue what to do with it, get completely overwhelmed by it, so they do nothing. They just take it and they sit it, and maybe it was an investment account that they may have received, and they don't do anything with it. They just leave it the way it was. Maybe it was cash that they received. They just plop it in the bank. They don't do any strategies or any planning. And they openly told me, they're like, oh, we just don't know what to do with that money. And she goes to me, that's why you're sitting in that seat right now.
Yeah, great point, Doug, because even though, you know, you could have a couple and say they're doing well, you know, and making plenty of money, mm-hmm. but they're kind of getting that money brick by brick.
Yeah.
And I think when you drop a truckload of bricks mm-hmm. onto the driveway at once, it's kind of like, what do I do with all this now?
Well, you know.
You know, it's overwhelming for anybody. Hey, Doug, you just don't get, and I'm not even sure the exact amount that we're talking about, but, you know, people don't get checks handed to them for $100,000, $200,000. Every day of the week. It just doesn't work that way.
You know, they asked me a question. They said, you know, how are we doing? You know, are we, you know, set up for, you know, what it is that we want to do? And I answered them honestly. I said, you are now. I said, you know, unfortunately your mom passed away, but mom kind of got you guys, you know, on a good path here right now.
As long as
you do the right things,
yeah.
you know, going forwards. You know, before that, they would have still been a grind, had to, you know, make sure, you know, all the way along the whole nine yards. They're not on easy street by any ways, but they're now in good shape for their age bracket for where they're going.
That's a great point, Doug, because let's talk about that. People should not, you know, sometimes people are behind, and unfortunately or fortunately, inheritance is sometimes what happens in this world, right? People pass away, they pass down money, and it does give people a chance to kind of get squared up, if you will, and get where they should be. And you know, they should take that and do the right thing and not add to more woes and squander. All too often, Doug, we see people squander inheritance.
See it all the time.
Right. So, you know, so if you are behind, sometimes people are behind for different reasons, mm-hmm. right? Their careers, they're flourishing later, children in college, whatever, the everyday drag on your financial world. But you have to do the right thing. And like you said, Doug, how often do you get checks that big handed to you? Not often. And people panic.
You know, Mike, in inheritance planning is something that, you know, people should make sure they pay attention to, and they should talk to a qualified attorney about, you know, doing this. And because inheritance planning, we've spoken about this before, there's two sides to that coin. There's two sides to the inheritance planning coin. There's making sure that you give your stuff to the people or places that you want it to go to. And then the other side of it is what I just talked about, is that people are not capable of receiving these large sums of money and doing the proper thing with it.
Doug, you're so right, right? We talk about the baby boomers and the aging society and how many people will be retiring, and unfortunately people are passing away too. And often we're always talking about do the right thing, set up your estate, make sure you got the right thing, see the attorney, whatever, so on. But really, there's a problem on the other end. The people receiving the money
yep.
are just not sure what to do with it.
Absolutely. Wow. Show's flying by, man. We got to hop to a break, getting the signal here. So let's hop to a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope we did a good job for you this weekend, and I think that we did. And you know, when Mike and I come out here each weekend, I know you've heard this over and over, but we're really trying to educate you and motivate you and get you, you know, thinking about your money a little bit and seeing if we could get you to take some action at the end of the day, right, Mike? I mean, we want you to take some action with your overall strategy, and just make sure that the right things are going on for you.
Yeah. You know, Doug, every week it always comes down to this, right? We try to motivate, we try to educate you, try to get you to take action. But even what's more importantly is we're really concerned about your financial health. Okay.
Right.
And you know, we'll kind of break it into medical terms, your financial health. And are you paying attention? And it's so much more than just investments, right? It's so much more than that.
Well, that's the whole gist of, you know, the segment that we did during the show about beyond the money, retirement beyond the money, because that's what it's really all about. Money is just a tool to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Investments are just tools. Financial instruments are just tools to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And we've been, you know, for years and years, well, decades, I guess now, have been talking to people about the importance of planning your life the way you want it to be, and then using these other instruments and tools to do the best you can to give your best chance of accomplishing what it is that you want to accomplish.
That's right, Doug. And you know, and that's what we're really discussing and trying to get you to do is the whole picture, the holistic approach, right? And we'll call it your financial health and taking action and just not like, you know, it's like saying you got a pain in your stomach. You just don't ignore it, right? Or a pain in your chest. It's the same thing when it comes to your financial world. Pay attention. What's going on? Am I doing the right things? It's good to get that opinion, right? You know, thing. And so, I don't know. I'm just trying to say, Doug, I think folks, you know, if we can get you to think and take some action, it's a good show.
Yeah. And yeah, right. Yes. And you know, I want to remind everybody that, you know, we offer you out pieces. We offer you educational pieces. We offer you workbooks. We offer you stuff for, you know, the financial education purpose and to get you thinking. And we always want you to feel free to always call in. And if you heard a previous show where we spoke about, you know, some a pamphlet, a booklet, whatever, and you forgot to call in, don't think you can't call in today and say, hey, can you send me out the piece that you spoke about this or that? Because we have supplies of them, and we want to send them to you. That's the whole idea behind it.
Yeah, or there may be a topic that you want to learn more about. You may want to say, hey, do you have something on, you know, required minimum distributions?
Right.
Maybe you
for
heard
example.
You have to take it. You're going to turn 70 and a half. Hey, guys, you know, do you have anything that I could, you know, read up and, you know, kind of give us a call?
Yeah,
you know?
good point, Mike. And, you know, we're available for you guys, and, you know, we want to let you know that. And, yeah, we're business people, and, you know, we want to build our practice and you know, that kind of stuff. But you're always welcome. Don't ever feel like you can't call our office and have a chat with us or a conversation or pick our brains about something, because that's truly who we are. And, you know, I remember sometime one person told me, like, oh, you mean so if I call you, you're not going to bill me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to bill you. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. You know, that's not who we are. It's not how we, you know, we operate. You can pick our brains. We don't care.
Yeah. And then, Doug, the other thing, too, is, you know, from time to time, we have educational dinners. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you hear those, please come out. Always welcome. You know, we give out a lot of good information, a lot of good topics and stuff. That's always, you know, a fun night, too.
Yeah, it really, really is. And remind people, Mike, that our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. You can go there and, you know, you can look at, you know, the information that we have out there. You're always welcome to pick the telephone up and give us a call. And, you know, one other thing is that, you know, we want to let you know is that we'll do an analysis for you, a complimentary with no cost or any obligation. And, you know, so please don't ever be afraid to take advantage of that stuff. We're sincere when we tell you we want you to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the show's been on now for over 22 years. And, you know,
that's a long time, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if we weren't sincere, we weren't doing the right things, we weren't, you know,
right,
talking to the people. I mean, we wouldn't have made it this long.
Yeah, 100%. So I don't really have anything else I want to add this week. Do you?
No, just, you know, enjoy the week. Keep enjoying the summer. And, you know, we'll talk to you more next week.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Until then, do me a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.